Shea 45 is the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Brian B. Miller.
And I'm the emoticon Farragut Foster.
And it's time for a weird science.
Yeah, man, let's get into it. First off, fans of James Cameron's Avatar will have reason to cream their jeans. Not only is the release of Avatar in 3D and on Blu-ray on its way right in time for holiday season, but 20th Century Fox announced over the weekend that Cameron has signed on to direct Avatar 2 and 3.
Cameron?
Yes, Cameron. Cameron the rapper has signed on to direct Avatar 2 and 3. Doggy.
End of the day, B.
Now, that's
classic.
That's expected to be released in 2014 and 2015, respectively. Now, supposedly, Cameron will be writing the films early next year, supposedly.
They're all going to be wearing pink and purple.
And begin filming Avatar 2 at the end of the year. Actors, plots, and other sorts of details haven't yet been confirmed. I doubt even Cameron knows himself. I'm pretty sure it's going to encompass some Dipset
members.
Well,
let me know.
Yep. Cameron says that he plans to experiment with new technologies for sure. Here he is speaking on it.
I want to natively author the film at a higher frame rate and project it at a higher frame rate. I want to get rid of the motion artifacting associated with 24 frame display.
Really?
Because, well, movies are way behind. They're a century out of date.
You'll do it at 48 or something?
48, 60, 72. We're looking at the efficacy of the different ones and different solutions.
Another
for that.
Incredible invention if you pull it off.
What are you sucking his dick?
Yeah, man. Now, fans of the world's second greatest breakthrough in cinema within the past 10 years also have reason to rejoice. That's because Lord of the Rings, the prequel, The Hobbit, is officially on its way. Check this out. The Prime Minister of New Zealand pretty much guaranteed it. He granted some $15 million in tax breaks to keep the franchise within the Kiwis. I mean, without the New Zealand's pretty much known for Lord of the Rings. If they took that out, what would they be known for?
Kangaroos.
That would be Australia.
Isn't it right there?
Be yeah, right next
pretty
to Australia.
Damn close.
They don't have kangaroos in New Zealand. Come on.
Nah.
Yes, they do. Some of them don't bounce over.
No.
Shea 45.